Facebook's digital currency is in doubt after the departure of several key partners. MasterCard, Visa, and Stripe are among the companies that left the Libra Association, a group that will oversee the development of Facebook's cryptocurrency, Libra. Kurt Wagner has been following this. He's a reporter for Bloomberg. Hi, Kurt.
Hi.
Okay, so Monday was the first official meeting of the Libra Association in Geneva, Switzerland. And the leaders of the project said that 1,500 organizations have expressed interest in joining this project. What does this mean? Does it mean that it's easier for them to replace these companies that have recently announced they're dropping out?
It sounds like that, yeah. So there has been a lot of outreach for joining the organization that's going to oversee this cryptocurrency. And that's kind of the messaging that we're hearing from the association today in response to the fact that a lot of their key partners have bailed on this project. And so, you know, if you're looking for a silver lining today, it would be that not only is this association officially created, but, you know, there might be people knocking on the door to get in.
Yeah, I'm curious, though, MasterCard and Visa and those guys, they're big names. What have they said about dropping out?
Well, a lot of the responses thus far have basically been that either they have other ambitions around cryptocurrency, you know, maybe their own projects that they want to devote time and resources to, or that there's a fear of the regulatory road that this is going to have to go through in order to get approved. And so I think when you look at this, it has to be a strong signal that this is going to be a really tough road ahead for Facebook to get this thing through the kinds of regulatory hurdles that these payments and financial services companies are very familiar with.
Yeah, regulations have been kind of a cloud over Facebook. These regulators have said they're skeptical of this proposal. What are they worried about exactly?
There's kind of been two main concerns. The first is that, you know, this kind of cryptocurrency might be used for some kind of illegal activity, right? So they're afraid that criminals might use it for that. The second concern is that could Libra, if it truly succeeds, actually undermine some of the existing currencies that banks are putting out. So the Federal Reserve, for example, could this pose a real threat to the U.S. dollar? And obviously that is a long-term concern, right? That would require Libra to not only exist, but to succeed tremendously. But those are the kinds of things that you have to think about when you're launching something like this. And those are the things that seem to be, at this moment, scaring regulators the most.
Yeah, we're talking a lot in U.S. terms and European terms, but there are several other unbanked regions in the world that are still viable markets for crypto. I'm just wondering, is this really a big blow in the big scheme of things?
Well, the unbanked is exactly who Facebook has targeted with this project. And their argument is that there are a lot of parts of the world where people can't just walk down the street and get their cash out. It's also a solution, they would argue, to this idea of money transfer across border. You know, if you were to send money from the U.S. to family or friends, you know, in Europe or Asia, that's an expensive thing to do right now. There are some people who might say the regulators that are pushing back against Facebook aren't necessarily the ones who would stand to benefit.
Mm-hmm. And later this month, Mark Zuckerberg is scheduled to appear before the House Financial Services Committee to answer even more questions about Libra. That's Kurt Wagner. He's a reporter for Bloomberg. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.